Good morning. Our question today is out of the Rambam, Tur and Shulchan Aruch Paskin on the various issues that we have been talking about when it comes to Pidyon Shvuyim. So just a quick recap, and then we will look at the Piskei Halacha. We've been talking about the mitzvah, the obligation of redeeming Jewish captives. We said that this is a great, important mitzvah. Having said that, the Mishnah tells us, and this is how we Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that Chazal instituted a cap that we are not permitted to redeem Jewish captives in excess of their value. Ein podim et ha-shvuyim, we are not permitted to redeem the captives, b'yesra d'mehen, in excess of their value, because of the concern that if we are redeeming in excess of their value, then the captors will continue to take Jewish captives. They'll make a good business of it. Now, we also had the question, do we override that cap in certain situations? And we said, yes, indeed, a person is permitted to redeem himself with his own money in excess of his value. And we also saw that some poskim say his wife as well. That's ishto kagufo. We treat the wife just as him. So that would be an exception to the rule. A Talmud Chacham, we are permitted to redeem in excess of value. And then we had an important conversation. How about if the captive is in danger? If the person is a sakana safashas pikuach nefesh, in danger of being killed or dying in captivity because of the environment that they're kept in and the circumstances, will we override the cap in that situation? And we brought that it's a machlokas rishonim. Now, when it comes to Apsak, the Rambam in Hilchos Matanos Anim in Perek Ches Halacha Yud says, there is no greater mitzvah than Pidyon Shvuyim. Why? There are typically, when we give tzedakah, various needs. If somebody needs food, if somebody needs drink, somebody needs clothing, when it comes to somebody who is in captivity, he has all of those and more. The person is not oftentimes treated well. That person is ra'ev, is hungry, is tzameh, needs drink, needs clothing, and also is omed besakanas nefashos, and that person is in danger of life. It's a life-threatening situation. Now, having said that, the Rambam, two halachas later, says, but still, we do not redeem captives in excess of their value because of tikkun ha'olam. So we see the psak of the Rambam, that even if there is a sakana, sakanas nefasha, still we are capped at the value of the individual. The Torah brings that as well, that we are not permitted to redeem captives in excess of their value. He does bring various exceptions to the rule that we talked about. Yourself, your wife, a Talmud Chacham, in those areas you're permitted to exceed the cap. However, the Torah does not bring an exception when the captive is in a situation of sakana safasha. So he does not bring that down. And the Shulchan Aruch as well says the same, that we are capped at redeeming the captives, not in excess of value, brings various exceptions to the rule, yourself with Talmud Chacham, but does not bring the exception of if there is a sakanas nefasho. So that is the Rambam, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch. None of them bring that there is an exception to the rule when it's a situation of sakana. Now, another important point is that we talked about a number of days ago, what is this tikkun ha'olam that Chazal instituted? We're not permitted to exceed the value of the captive. When we brought two views in the Gemara, one was because of duchka ditzibura, that is because if we're redeeming in excess of value, we are concerned about the financial burden on the community having to redeem that individual. And the second possibility was, even if there's not a duchka ditzibura, even if there's no financial burden on the community, we are concerned that if we're redeeming a captive, a Jewish captive, in excess of their value, that will inspire, that will motivate the non-Jews to continue taking Jewish captives. If we have bandits and robbers and the like, then they're taking Jewish captives, and they see they're making good money, they're going to continue to do that. Now, the poskim, the Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch, and they're two important nafkaminas we've talked about between those two reasons, they paskin like the second reason, not like duchka ditzibura, but they're concerned if we are redeeming in excess of the value of the individual, then that will inspire the captors to continue taking Jewish captives. And we brought in the past, and now we'll hash it out now. There are two important, many probably, but at least two very important nafkaminas between, is the concern duchka de tzibura, financial stress, strain on the community. And even in the absence of Dulcha Tetzibor, we're concerned that we will have the captors continue taking Jewish captives. And Nafkamina number one was, how about if it's not the Tzibor that is redeeming the captive, the Jewish captive, but it's a wealthy relative, for example, a father, the husband. Husband may be a little bit different, but a wealthy father and the like, a wealthy relative, are we going to still say it's a problem? So based on that first reason of duchka tzibur, if we're concerned about financial strain on the community, there would be no duchka tzibur if it is the a relative doing the redemptions, and accordingly, it would be permitted for a relative to redeem even in excess of value, be mutter. On the other hand, if it's based on the second reason is even if there's no financial strain of the community, but we're concerned that if we are deeming in excess of value, that will inspire the captors to continue taking Jewish captives, it would be usur. And in fact, we saw just now that the Rambam, Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch all paskin like the second reason, and accordingly, even if there is not financial strain, we would say that a close relative, for example, no financial strain there on the community, there would still be prohibited because we are concerned that will motivate the captors to continue taking Jewish captives. When it comes to the second nafkamina is, can we do hostage exchanges? If we have a bunch of Hamas terrorists in our jail, and Rachman al-Itzlan, if they have a Jewish captive or captives, would we be able to do an exchange? So based on the first read in Dukkha Tetzibura, there's no financial strain on the community. It could be, we could argue both ways, but it could be that would be permitted to have an exchange of hostages. On the other hand, if the concern is the second reason, because we're concerned if we're doing an exchange that will inspire them to take more Jewish captives, indeed, this would be a problem. If we're exchanging captives for captives, they will continue taking Jewish captives in order to free their terrorists from the Israeli prisons. So we have the Nafkamina again, the two reasons, as we saw, the Rambam, Tur and Shulchan Aruch, paskin like the second reason, and that would mean that it could very well be, simply speaking, based on that second reason, it would be prohibited to have an exchange of captives of hostages, it would be Jews being held in hostage, and we would be prohibited to do an exchange, because if we're exchanging their terrorists for the Jewish captives, then that indeed will, and it does, inspire them to continue taking more Jewish hostages. So Amir Chassem, we have one more important question next time, and then we will get into the answers of this. Maybe it won't be so clear as to how about hostages exchange al pi halacha, would that be permitted or not be permitted? Have a wonderful day.